people were always coming into Furnell Hall in those days and bringing organisms to Hamilton, because he was a famous mammalogist, but he was the old type field biologist. He knew all the organisms, you know, and reptiles, amphibians, fish, trees, shrubs, everything. And people were always bringing things in to have him identify them. And a lady in Ithaca was digging in her garden, and she apparently came across a salamander. She brought it into Hamilton and said, "Dr. Hamilton, can you tell me what this is?" And he says, "Well, ma'am, there are two kinds of salamanders found around here. One's deadly poisonous, and one isn't." And then he acted like, I doubt that he really did it, but he acted like he popped the salamander in his mouth, and he stood there for a moment, and then he dropped to the ground like he was dead. And the woman apparently came screaming out of his office down the hall that, "Dr. Hamilton is dead, Dr. Hamilton is dead." And that's the kind of thing he would do.